Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. So today we commemorate the Reformation, which was a movement that began by God's inspiration to Martin Luther. As he was reading through a scripture, Martin was trying to find answers to his questions, comfort to his fears. He was seeking to satisfy his hunger for spiritual peace. Luther was disturbed by the idea that the Christian person needed to do daily rituals, follow the law perfectly, and even pay to earn his own salvation in God's favor. So as he read through scripture, he came across the letters of Paul, where he found this spiritual peace, which was true freedom for Martin Luther. The passage from Paul's letter to the Romans, he found Paul's words that said that to every believer in Jesus, God has justified them by God's grace as a gift through the redemption found in Christ Jesus. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There are no exceptions. All means all, including ourselves. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Paul himself had a struggle in meeting the standard of God, which was embedded in the Jewish law. Paul, as you know a little bit of his life, he spent most of his life memorizing the law as a devout Jew, as a Pharisee. So Paul knew the Jewish law very well and still failed to follow it. Most of his life, Paul lived enforcing the law, not just on himself, but on others, to satisfy a God with really high standards. So he and others in his time sought to follow 613 commandments, including the Ten Commandments and rituals and religious practices that would allow for people to make things right with God when they fail to follow the law. But in truth, it felt impossible to meet the standards of God. It felt like he was constantly running a race, but the finish line kept moving farther and farther away. So it felt like an unreachable goal. We all know Paul's story of conversion. He was met by Jesus himself on the road of Damascus. That event changed the course of his life completely. Because after that encounter, he began to live by a different law, which was the law of love, Jesus' new law. Love one another as I have loved you. He was met by Jesus, who embodied the love of God, God's grace. And so as Paul came near his own death, he wrote his own reflection on his own spiritual struggle and was able to offer these revelations from the one that he met through his letters, that he was a sinner and that he had fallen short from the glory of God, but that he and others who had come to believe in Jesus had been made right with God by the grace of God, who was revealed in Jesus' life, death, and in his resurrection. In other words, we are justified not by how well we have met the standards of God, but by the grace of God that comes to us as a gift in Jesus. And because we all have sinned and continue to fall short to meet God's standard, we continue to be recipients of this grace that frees us daily from our own quest to satisfy God, right? To find God's favor and to live a perfect life as well. So for someone like Paul or Luther or even me, who sometimes can be a bit of a perfectionist, I have caught myself being a little bit perfectionist, maybe as I grow older and older. And this is liberating, as it was for Paul and for Martin Luther. Martin was liberated by this because he felt that he can never satisfy God or meet God's standard as prescribed in Scripture, in the role in the church of his day. So the question for us to reflect today is, have you ever felt like Paul, like Martin Luther, far from being able to meet someone's standards? If we have ever felt that way, it causes us to fall into a place of despair. We're trying to live by trying to meet somebody else's standard, right? But it is here when we then become completely dependent on the mercy of God, right? In the mercy of others. It is here when Jesus comes to us and reminds us that he died for us, for our sins, and that we have been set free. Scripture today reminds us once again of the salvation that Jesus obtained for our sake. And with this reminder comes an invitation to follow the new law, which is the law of love, which is the law of faith. And it is this faith that seeks to respond to Christ's sacrifice for us by also loving others and not judging others. That is really what Jesus' initial invitation was to those he was teaching and challenging at the temple in Jerusalem. That is where we find Jesus in the Gospel of John. What got started in these debates and discussion, it was really rooted in Jesus' invitation to love others, to not judge people. In our Gospel reading, Jesus, before he shares the words that we read today, there were the Pharisees, who were the religious leaders, and others who knew about the Jewish laws. And these religious leaders had brought a woman who had committed adultery. She had broken the law. And so the punishment was to stone her to death. That's what the law said. How did you think Jesus responded to that? To this, Jesus responded with, "Let anyone who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Right? No one was able to claim that they were without sin. That is the truth that we celebrate today, and the truth that set Luther and Paul free, that Jesus came to free us from our own bondage to sin, from the constant need to earn God's favor. Jesus came to set us free, so that we can serve others. That is the whole purpose of Jesus setting us free, so that we can love others without any prejudice, without any judgments, without any restraints. And as long as we continue to live in Jesus, in his teachings, in him and in his love, and remain in that love, we will know the truth about us, as we confessed that earlier, that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves, but that we have been set free by Jesus' death on the cross and by his resurrection, so that we can live into the newness of God, being guided by Jesus, who is the light of the world, who lights our way when we are filled with great fear and chaos, who is also the source of life when the world around us is being shaken by many things. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So may we respond to this grace with mercy and love as well. Amen.